Sometime between October 30th and November 2nd, something unprecedented will happen at the nation's federal prisons. It's the largest one-time release of prisoners in U.S. history. The first 6,000 of an expected 46,000 federal prison inmates will be freed. This is the result of a downward revision in mandatory minimum sentences for drug offenders, a change that's being made retroactive. According to the Washington Post, some 2,000 inmates, one-third of the first to be released, are, in the words of a Justice Department official, quote, foreign citizens who will be quickly deported. Andy Lauterbach is raising a red flag here. He is sheriff of Jackson County, Texas, which is roughly halfway between Houston and Corpus. He is also legislative director of the Sheriff's Association of Texas. Sheriff Lauterbach, thanks for joining us. These offenders are described as nonviolent, and there's been a growing consensus that the mandatory minimums were just too high. What's your concern here?
Texas sheriffs across the state are always going to be concerned at the local level when you have this type of action by the federal government.
You mean just the release of the prisoners?
Absolutely. And when you start turning, when the federal government states that they're going to release a third of these, which are foreign nationals, and say that they're going to be quickly deported, well, that's in direct conflict with the federal program called Priority Enforcement that's in place right now, where we know already that criminal illegal aliens here in the United States are not being deported.
So what exactly does PEP do that you are concerned about?
Well, it completely dismantled the immigration system for criminal illegal aliens here in the United States. That's the net effect, the cause and effect of the priority enforcement, where they're prioritizing essentially zero or no one for deportation who's committed a crime here in this state and in all the states here in this country.
So what you seem to be saying is that while the Department of Prisons or the Justice Department might be saying one thing, that the rules, as the Department of Homeland Security has issued them, say another.
Absolutely. It's a direct conflict. The executive order, which created PEP and did away with secured communities, the executive orders were November of 14, uh-huh. And PEP was implemented in January of 15. So in this period of time, no one's being deported, for no criminal illegal aliens being deported. Now we have now 2,000 convicted felons that are in the federal system that they're saying are going to be quickly deported. First, I'd have to know what they mean by quickly. The second, they'd have to prove that they were actually going to be deported, because under PEP they're probably not deportable at all because of the exceptions for the PEP has laid out. And the third is they say they're nonviolent, and I'm not real sure. The federal prison system for narcotics trafficking, those are not minor offenders. Those aren't minor drug offenders. Those are large drug cases at the federal system. So I'm not real sure where we get nonviolent offenders from there.
I want to make sure that I understand precisely what it is that you and your fellow sheriffs are saying. You believe that in the case of immigrants who are here illegally and who have criminal backgrounds, demonstrably, since they're being freed from federal prison, if they're arrested, you'll essentially be forced to release them.
Yes, we are releasing into our communities daily since January of 15 this year. We've been releasing into our communities criminal illegal aliens who are here illegally and have committed a crime or multiple crimes at the misdemeanor level, and they are not being deported now. That's what we've been saying for some time now.
A.J. Lauterbach is the sheriff of Jackson County, Texas. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Absolutely. My pleasure, sir.
Just a little bit of background here for listeners. The Associated Press reported this week that the Obama administration deported 231,000 immigrants in the past year. That is the smallest number since 2006. There's also been a 42% drop in deportations since 2012. The number of criminal immigrant deportations has dropped to the lowest numbers since the start of the Obama administration in 2009.